Welcome to the EU Energy Projects podcast, a podcast series from Enlit and Friends, focusing on the clean energy transition for the European Union and the EU Commission-funded energy projects that will help us achieve it. My name is Areti Daradimou. I am the editor of the EU Energy Projects podcast and your host. In today's episode, I'm joined by Stratis Kanaraghos, project lead of Decoded, and Konstantinos Arvanitis, dissemination and communication lead of Energenius. Both projects are part of e-energy cluster, a dynamic cluster driving forward smarter, more sustainable energy solutions. Together, we will discuss how EU and local authority policies impact innovation, what each project brings to the table, and how collaboration can accelerate Europe's clean energy transition. So let's dive into the conversation. Could you both start by introducing the Decoded and Energenius projects and how they came together under the same cluster? Kostas, let me start with you.
Good morning, Areti. Good morning, Stratis. Good morning, everyone. I'm Kostas Arvanitis. I'm the communication dissemination leader of Energenius project. So Energenius project is a funded EU project from the Horizon framework that is the same core topic as the Decoded project for sure. Energenius deals with bringing innovative tools for digital solutions to empower each and every citizen, communities and businesses towards a faster pace on energy transition. Together with Decoded and three or four other projects, we formed the e-energy cluster, having the same scope but with different perspectives. This is my side. If you need some more information or details, we will be happy to answer you later on.
Thank you, Kostas. Stratis, your thoughts?
Yes. Hello, Costa. Hello, RT. Decoded is a European-funded project, 42 months of duration, and started in June 2024. It's about empowering citizens to navigate better the energy transition. So currently the energy market in the European Union is in the transition period, so it's becoming digitized, first of all. And second of all, we have the integration of other sources of energy, like renewable energy sources, the electrification and so on. So this brings a lot of options to the citizens that are very difficult to know about and also to make proper decisions. So Decoded is all about this, helping citizens making better decisions in order for this energy transition to become more fruitful. And Energenius has also the same scope, like Costa said. So we have a lot in common where we can learn from each other and also join forces in order to have greater impact.
Hello, everyone. Areti here. I would like to personally invite you to discover the EU Project Zone at Enlit Europe 2025 in Bilbao. Our event takes place from the 18th to the 20th of November. Come say hi to me at the EU Project Zone. There is a lot of discussion on energy clusters, and clusters in general, the EU Commission. It is promoted, it is seen as a way of networking and collaborating. And I wanted to ask you, what unique opportunities does it bring being part of an EU cluster compared to working on a project in isolation?
There are different fronts on which we are already working together. And we have a common joint vision, let's say, in order to achieve more. First of all, we are talking about something that relates to change management. So it's not only the technologies that we are developing, it's also the people's minds and behaviors that need to follow more or less this technology. So our projects are joining forces, first of all, to make people aware, make citizens aware of the different technologies and how they can be useful to them. And also, we are working together on making the advantages more clear to them. And this requires a two-way communication or a three-way communication between the citizens and between the projects in order to identify the low-hanging fruit and make, again, in terms of a project, let's say, a strategy, understand and decide which are the best implementations and interactions with the citizens. We are also collaborating in joint publications, and we foresee also a more active collaboration in terms of technology and data sharing.
Kostas, do you see any synergies already emerging with this cluster, the way you collaborate and interact with the other projects in the cluster?
Yes. First of all, thank you, Stratis. You covered everything regarding the synergies and the cluster perspective. I want to supplement and recommend that clustering with several projects make our voice stronger. And we convince more people with the different directions that each project has for the same objective. Synergies, there are a lot. Where to start and where to finish? Let's start by promoting our joint efforts to the ENLIT 2025 in Bilbao, that all projects will collaborate together under the same roof, under the same logo, under the same brand, for all visitors to find us to the same place in the EU project zone. Again, a lot of things are going to happen to the next 3 years, but we are starting focusing on the easy and big wins. So a lot of synergies, a lot of collaboration, white papers, a lot of things are going to be there, serving every citizen, every community, every business.
Kostas, thank you very much for promoting ENLIT Europe 2025, 18 to 20 November in Bilbao, and specifically the EU project zone. I appreciate it. I promise Kostas is not on my payroll. Thank you very much, however. What I wanted to ask you, between the two of you, representing two projects, you come in contact with a lot of actors, a lot of people from different countries. So I was wondering, from your perspective, how aligned are EU energy policies with the realities and needs at the local authority level, especially since you collaborate with representatives from various countries, various rules and regulations in Europe? Stratis?
Thank you, Reti. We believe that there is a great level of alignment between the EU policies and what happens at the local level, at the community level, or the citizen level. So there is a lot of alignment, at least in terms of decoded. So people are much more aware compared to 5 years ago or 10 years ago about the need to digitize, about the need to integrate more green energy resources in the electricity and in general in the energy domain. Local communities have a much better understanding, as you said, of the different barriers that exist. And there are many and different barriers depending on the socio-techno-economical background of the authority or of the community. So we believe that this information needs to be fed back towards the EU policies in order to have a much better impact in the policies. So in general, yes, there is a great level of alignment, but there are a lot of barriers that are specific to the different local communities, and these need to be taken into consideration in order to have better impact.
Kostas, do you agree with what Stratis said? And if yes, do you think that these barriers, let's say, do they need to be addressed in order to accelerate the impact of Energenius, for example?
Yes, partially agree with Stratis. I come from the energy sector. And always, yes, European Union gives the scope, gives the pathway. But yes, the mindset and the theory, in theory, we are all aligned for a better energy future. But as already I have told to several ENLIT gatherings, always have these barriers, countryside or organization side or let's say DSO side, that they limit our approach. We think big, and through the implementation, we always find a challenge that for me, every channel, it is a very great barrier to overcome. But all this lesson that we learn for its demonstration side, from its demonstration side, from its non-applied, let's say, European guidance or European regulation in our countries, me and Strati and Tareti were coming from the Greek country. So we can all understand, and maybe later on we'll have the possibility to discuss it furthermore, that household flexibility is not there. We are building flexibility markets for all over Europe. And if you ask our Spanish partners as well, you will find out that almost they are trying to have the personal flexibility. So yes, demand response, flexibility, and nevertheless, the big idea is going green, but all of these applied, let's say, routes are stuck in regulations, are stuck in how I'm going to do it, how I go to achieve it. Imagine that demand response, we have it in Greece before years, the night invoice, yes? And this pricing discount lead all, mostly all of the, let's say, residential buildings, not only, to shift the consumption to the night. Now we need to have active flexibility. The laws in Greece are towards active flexibility, are totally aligned with the European laws. But in practice, we don't have opportunities in our household to participate in active demand response projects. It's a lot of conversation about that.
Yeah, it's a big conversation. I would like to add, we don't have smart meters to start with in Greece. So that would be, let's say, the first step for us. Unless I'm wrong, right? Let me know. What do you think? Smart meters? We should, eh? That deployment that we're discussing about for years and years, it should happen.
We don't have certified smart meters from the DSO. We have smart meters in all of the projects in our houses that we
Okay, that's a different thing.
We have already participated and participating, so we know how to read the data. But yes, certified smart meters. It is the 12th year, if I remember correctly, that maybe the tender for the smart metering devices is going to be alive. After 12 years, it was postponed 8 or 9 tenders. 2012 started the tender.
Stratis, how do you see the EU Green Deal and Fit for 55 packages shaping the future of projects like Decoded and Energenius? Because after all, projects like this are the ones that will, let's say, carry the torch for every European act and program.
Both projects rely very much on digital technologies, rely on on data to be shared or data to be fed to algorithms and to help citizens make better decisions in order to, as you described before, navigate a much more complex system than the one we had 10 or 20 years ago. The steps we are taking are very positive. So if we see the integration of renewable energy sources and the level of digitization in EU is getting better and better. So we definitely have a positive progress. Maybe not at the pace we would like, but definitely we are going there. And we believe that at the political level, the Green Deal and the support of digital technologies and renewable energy sources is very much supporting this effort. Nevertheless, this is a game that cannot only work top down, but we need also citizens to be involved, understand their needs, understand the business use case behind it, and have a much faster transition towards a more smart energy grid.
Kostas, thoughts?
Yes, totally agree with Stratis. Our projects, for sure, and the cluster are towards the main objectives of Fit for 55 and the EU Green Deal. Moreover, joining forces all together with European Union's European Commission's BRIDS initiative and other initiatives, we can focus on the real citizen needs from all the measurable and not measurable perspectives. And I like to say something here. Okay, the titles are fine, but I will tell a small sentence from the scientist Lord Kelvin. What he told said Kelvin, you all know Kelvin for sure, that you cannot improve what you cannot measure. So we are measuring things and we are trying to provide the correct tools, gaining these measurements to provide a better energy future, a better well-being, and a more effective European, let's say, continent in terms of energy spending. So yes, we are totally complying with the objectives of Green Deal and Fit for 55 packages.
Let's stay a little bit more in the projects themselves. Stratis, what specific problems is Decode tackling in the energy sector, and what solutions are you bringing forward?
We are currently, as we said before, in a transition period, so the energy sector becomes much more digitized, and we have the integration of a lot of renewable energy sources. Now, the extra problem we are facing in the building sector that Decoded focuses on is that it is a very fragmented market. Simply speaking, if you need to renovate your building, you can, for example, change your windows and put new windows. You can apply external insulation. You can modernize your heating or cooling system. You can electrify your system, or you can put smart sensors that more or less control better your environment. All of these segments, all of these solutions are in silos. So you will need to go to different technicians, different companies that do not communicate with each other and cannot offer an integrated, optimized solution that is fit for your needs as a citizen. And this is what Decoded is doing. We are integrating them and offering integrated, tailored solutions to your particular needs.
Kostas, what about Energenius? What makes your approach unique, and where do you expect to have the biggest impact, given also the conversation that we had about the Green Deal and Fit for 55?
Yes, in Energenius, we gathered together, and during the proposal stage until now, we tried to give people to occupy everyone, people, businesses, and communities with practical tools. I will name three of them. For my mindset, for my style, it is the most important. First of all, our tool, the Guru. It is a personalized AI system that every user can ask practical energy questions. It is an LLM developed under Energenius project. The questions are like, okay, in Greece I have a gas boiler and I'm thinking to installing let's say electricity instead of the gas boiler. What is the return on investment? What's the break-even point? Is there any funded options I can use? More or less, we have a gamified environment. The second innovation, the gamification, we call it end play, where each user can play in his own household the energy game to simulate different energy scenarios, like living in a household in a hot summer day and playing with the temperature, changing the way that he's spending, demand-side his energy, in order to have in hand in real time by gamification the saving or the spending results. And we achieve the play in your own landscape by the scan to digital twin application, where the user in 2-3 minutes can scan his household without any personal data occurrences. More or less, we try to give practical and impactful, let's say, exploitable results, a business model, like here in Chalkidiki, the pilot site here, green tourism. Can I give a discount in an Airbnb or booking platform in a short rental for the person that is spending less than 10 kilowatt hours per day? Secondly, real estate value. How much value do I gain to my property if I have photovoltaics installed? If I have a restaurant, how much more do I attract more people because I'm installing a public V charger? These questions are going to be handled through the Energenius practical business modeling.
Stratis, can you please let me know how do you envision Decoded's contribution to Europe's long-term energy transition goal?
Right. Decoded, Energenius, and all the projects that belong to the EU energy cluster are at the forefront of innovation, of the implementation of new technologies that face, let's say, their barriers and challenges, let's say, baby steps at the beginning of a new technology, and also understand much better how citizens, how communities, how local authorities can use these tools in order to gain a bigger advantage. So the way I see our project and in general all the projects in our cluster to contribute is by providing knowledge, by providing best practices, informing local authorities, but also the EU authorities on what is possible, what is the low-hanging fruit in order to strategize and in order to make much better decisions. So I believe our role is in this front.
Kostas, what lessons do you think other regions or municipalities can learn from Energenius?
I have a recent example. Last week, Energenius was here in Chalkidiki, Nea Moudania, where we engaged the Chamber of Chalkidiki, the municipality of Nea Propontida, where Nea Moudania is a group in the city. We engage the real estate agents, IT service companies, and the region of Central Macedonia. Our voice and our implementations and our objective went broader. So we heard that the municipality of Moudania is already building some megawatts to help with net metering before, and now with net billing, the spending of the municipality buildings. So all together, if we join forces for the same objectives, for the same scope, we can drive the mindset to the better energy future. So yes, the always going local and the smaller societies you approach, the better gain and effectiveness in telling your story you achieve. It is great always contacting with people, with authorities to the local level and then going to the European level. Top-down approach. Bottom-up approach. The bottom-up approach.
Absolutely. And looking ahead, this is for both of you. What opportunities for scaling or application do you see once Decoded and Energenius reach maturity? Because this is also a very important, let's say, aspect of EU projects and the funding that they get from the EU. Stratis, would you like to answer first?
I believe that both projects are very strong in the development of innovative solutions of using AI in order to provide better services to the citizens. So I think both of them are tools that can be scaled up, can be replicated, and definitely will offer a lot of added value. At the same time, I would like to stress and highlight the importance of data sharing and the sharing of data from citizens and companies in order to achieve this. And I think our projects are showcasing that this is possible, that we can do it in a secure and sovereign way, and that this will lead eventually to much better services and much faster services, maybe compared to the very manual way of doing business nowadays.
Kostas, your thoughts?
Yes, I will talk about Energenius in respect for what Stratis have told. Energenius has already identified almost 14 key exploitable results. For me, as I was talking before, I found already routes to market for the three or four of them, as objects of the Energenius. So scaling and replicating our solutions, both using commercialization after the project and to be the threshold for building next projects, it will be a great idea. And I will be very, very happy if this time something coming from Energenius is going to be a part of a marketplace, either in Greece, either in Europe. I am highly confident that it will happen this time.
Well, let's hope that it will. If you're confident, I'm confident, and I'm wishing Energenius to succeed in this. As we're approaching the end of our discussion, I would like to ask you both, if you could send one clear message to EU policymakers and local authorities, one each, it doesn't have to be the same, about supporting innovation in the energy sector, what would it be, Kostas?
Try to push the governments, try to push TSOs and DSOs to at least to install smart meters. The clear message for me is, let's go for the smart meters in Greece.
Absolutely.
And that from there, a lot of other things can happen.
Absolutely. And not only Greece. I mean, the Balkans in general could use some smart meters, and not only. Stratis, what would be yours?
We believe in the communication between the policymakers, between the service providers, the technology companies, the citizens, the local communities. So our message is that this communication needs to be is very good, but needs to be even more intensified. We need to exploit every kind of opportunity for exchanging opinions, from learning from the different projects, the knowledge that has been developed, and also allow the private sector to take the lead, to take more initiatives in order to bring more solutions to the market. That's my message, at least from Decoded. Thank you, Arete.
Amen to both of your messages. I could not agree more. Thank you, Stratis. Thank you, Kostas, very much for being here with me today in this and have this, I think, very interesting conversation.
Thank you very much for organizing this meeting.
Thank you, Arete. It was lovely.
You've been listening to the EU Energy Projects podcast, a podcast brought to you by Enlit and Friends. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, and the Enlit World website. Just hit subscribe and you can access our other episodes too. I'm Arete Daradimou. Thank you for joining us.